Meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, Mariam. Hi, Ness. Thanks for joining. I'm thinking about giving it 5 minutes, maybe, for the others to join.
Okay.
What is? I have just sent the ones who are not here messages as reminders, and just maybe just 4 more minutes. Okay, thanks, Mariam. Thanks a lot. Okay. I'll just copy the agenda, And then, I guess we can start. Mariam, can you start the recording, or have you already started it?
Hi, Bruna. No, I haven't. Give me a second, and I'll do that.
Okay.
Right, thank you. The recording has started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NTEC XCOM call. On Monday, the 17th of September 2018, on the call today, we have Bruna Santos, Ines Safide, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. I would also like to remind all participants to please mute your microphone when you're not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, Bruna.
Thank you very much, Miriam. Good morning, and maybe probably good afternoon to you guys, right? I do wish the others were here, and I hope the rest of the ECs connecting and getting through their devices to jump on this call. But the agenda for today, as per what was discussed on the EC list, is our ICANN-63 meetings, our ASCAN-CC, some points about the elections, and the crop allocation. So, this is pretty much it. Just a quick note that Mariam, do you know if I'm probably not, but other than the block schedule, is there any other more advanced schedule that I'm able to share with the EC? Let me ask.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Yeah, of course.
Okay. No, I said we just have the block schedule and the draft Genesis schedule I sent to you.
Yeah. Let me just grab the dates, because our NCC meetings for the ICANN-63 already have a date and a room that they are being held at. And we had initially three meetings, the NCC initiation meeting, the NCC EC meeting, and also NCC constituency days. And we decided to cancel the initiation meeting, given the fact that the agenda for the Barcelona ICANN is basically busy, and we have meetings everywhere. So let me just grab the info on the dates of our meeting. So our constituency day is happening on Tuesday, as per tradition, and our EC meeting is taking place on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, or Saturday. No, sorry, yeah. So NCC EC meeting is taking place on Saturday, and NCC constituency day is taking place on Tuesday. For that, we needed to discuss a little bit about the agendas, what we want to include on our agenda, if we have any interest on inviting someone from staff. I received this past week an email from Mary with regards to all the subjects that the staff could join our call and participate on, and I hope that you guys saw that. And I had this initial idea of maybe inviting someone to talk about the crop locations, given that we have new rules, and also like to have our members more on the same note about this issue. So initially it's pretty much this. But another thing that I kind of like started thinking about was to maybe try to have like someone from these groups, from DC, and maybe one or two other people to report on other sessions that took place during ICANN-63. So maybe we could have, I don't know, maybe we could have Elsa reporting back on the Genesol call, on the Genesol meetings. And I don't know, maybe Michael wants to report back on the CCWP human rights. So this is more of an initial idea. And I would like to hear back from you guys if you like this, or if we should include something else. And what are initial thoughts for ICANN-63? I'll open the mic now.
Hi, Bruna. Hi, Mariam. Hi, Michael. I hope you are doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes, we sure can.
Okay. Yeah. So we are talking about this. Is this the final schedule or just the block schedule that we're talking about? Just to be updated.
Yeah, we had a call last week about this draft, JNSL draft schedule, which is not yet finalized, then I would rather share this with you guys as soon as we have everything finalized, because there are some rooms, people are maybe changing rooms, and there were like a lot of like last minute meeting requests. Mariam, if I'm missing any points in this discussion, you can jump in and help me with this. And yeah, pretty much this is the, we're discussing about the block schedule. Yeah.
Yes, Bruna, go ahead.
No, sorry.
It's Mariam here. Please, may I remind everyone to mute their microphones when they're not speaking? We get interference when people's mics are on and someone else is speaking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so on this block schedule, we don't have yet our NCC sessions, right?
Executive committee meeting is taking place on the Saturday from 10:30 to 11:45. Supposedly, this is the draft one. And our constituency day is taking place on Tuesday from 1:30 to 3. So, yeah, it's pretty much that. Yeah, Mary is sharing with us the screen, and yeah.
Oh, I think it looks like we just lost Ines.
Yeah, I just saw that. Hello, Ines is back.
Welcome. So I definitely like the idea of trying to focus discussion around the working groups, the PDPs. I'd be happy to talk a bit about the CWP, as I mentioned previously. Potentially someone else from the RPM's working group, maybe if Martin wanted to present that. That would be another good one to discuss. Someone from the EAD, I think that would be a very good idea.
Okay, great. Ines, go ahead.
Thank you, Bruna. So, Mariam, just two requests. Maybe if we can have this GNSU draft schedule, and if we could have the last documents on the NCSG at-large session, outreach session, so that we can work on it. So I'm thinking that we should have a thread with three maybe Google Docs or something, three links, so that we can see what we can, so that we can have a document to work on, because I think all of us, our schedules are a bit crazy right now, so we cannot necessarily be all of us in a call, but at least we can work on documents. So this is just my suggestion, to have the draft schedule, general draft schedule, the NCSG at-large outreach document, and the NCUC EC and NCUC Constituency Day documents. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Inez, for the reminder. I did not mention the NCC at large outreach yet, because we're still to, we have to finalize this agenda. And this meeting is supposed to take place on Monday. So on Monday from the, by the end of the morning, so during the NCSG PC meeting, and ending around 1:45, if I'm not mistaken. So this is going to be like really hard. Like I so like walking from meeting to meeting. For the NCC and at large outreach, I would very much welcome ideas for us to start our way around it, because it's during the NCSGPC meeting, we won't be able to have some of the collaborators we used to have. So I don't think Tatiana, neither Rafiq will be available to help us with this meeting. Farzi, I need to check on her. Maybe we can work our way around like having someone to leave the PC meeting for 20 minutes and then come back. But we need to think about our speakers and start sending invitations to all of them. What we managed to do was to have maybe to have the policy part of this outreach on the second part of the meeting, which will be right after the NCSGPC meeting. So we need to think which working groups we are focusing on. I am definitely I'm considering opening a new thread with Olivier at least to discuss this. And maybe focus on the same ones we used to, but then like give it a little shift. So definitely include the PDP on this one, but then continue to focus on SUPRO and any other working groups that we find necessary to focus on. And as for the ET meeting, this agenda is pretty much yours. So since I am half ET and half chair at this moment, I will definitely help you guys with this, but you can start drafting this. And please help me by drafting this, because I'm going a little crazy on this one. And on the constituency day, as I mentioned, maybe invite staff to talk a little bit about crop allocation and or any other subject that staff can elaborate on. They offered to talk a little bit about PDPs or budgets or crop allocation. And there is an extensive list that I sent you guys. As soon as I have it back, I will copy this on the chat. And this is pretty much it, like, for the item 63. One thing I meant to ask you guys is that do we need an EC meeting, or do we think we could do this remotely? Because if we, like, cut this one out, and this will probably allow us to, like, to have, like, a little time to breathe during the meeting, because this one is at the same time as the genital working session, and something else. Oh, no, not this one. Sorry. So, genital and MCC effective meeting is during the new detail to sequence procedures for track part, so during June 8th. So if we decide to cancel this one, and if we consider that we can do this remotely, this is just a something to consider. And then I'll open the mic back to you guys. So if anyone else hasn't any thoughts on this, I guess we can move on with our agenda. But I would really like to hear back from you on this. Lou, I just saw you got on the call, and I guess we lost Inez again. So, I mean, can I move on the agenda, or should we discuss a little bit more about item 63? Okay. Ines, I saw you just got back on the call. Do you have any further considerations on the agenda? I'll open a thread with you guys.
Hi everyone. I'm thinking on the NCC Constituency Day, if we could have someone from the EPDP group to talk about it, that would be great, because this is what we're hearing about all day. So if you could have someone, Stephanie or I don't know, Amr or Milton, talk about the EPDP on the NCC Constituency Day. On the NCC-EC meeting, I'm thinking about the transition, to finalize the transition document. Transition document. I'm thinking also opening maybe the floor to the members to maybe work on our procedures, okay? So that the members feel that, I'm thinking about it, that we should at some point open the floor to the members to give us their opinion on our procedures, so that we have it voted, or we have it at least open for comments, so that we avoid many issues from now on. So this is what I'm thinking about. For the NCC at large outreach, as I said, if we could have an update on that with Tatiana and Olivier, and to see what we can do there, to be organized, and if we have a date already, that would be great. Thank you.
Thanks, Ines. So this is Bruna again. So I think I think you dropped the call while I was saying that probably Tatiana won't be able to help with this meeting specifically, so I need an extra help from you guys. And this one is also taking place during the NCC policy meeting. It's gonna be like extra we're going to have to have like an extra thought about this one. Because we really need someone to help us with this first part of the meeting. I don't know if you guys remember, but the first part of the meeting is basically some history on both groups, so history on NCC and also on at large, and a little discussion on how we were both born from the same initiative, but we can like diverse or differ in some of the initiatives. So if you guys have any idea of who could do this introduction to NCC and talk a little bit about our history, would be good. Kathy is a good suggestion, although I think she will be at the NCC PC meeting. So maybe we can talk to her and see if she could leave the meeting for like 20 minutes, let's say, and then come back to this one. And we have to work already around it. On the NCCC meeting, the question that I posed was that if we consider it necessary for us to hold the EC meeting or not, because it's also clashing with Work Track 5, so we are clashing with 2 names. So, I mean, I'm from this working group, but I can follow it remotely afterwards if we decide to do an EC call. So, this is pretty much it.
Hi, Bruna. I don't know, at some point, can you hear me? Okay, about the EC meeting. At some point, by email, we were talking about, I suggested if we could have it, since we are having a long constituency day, if we could have maybe like 45 minutes at the end of it. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't have it on Saturday, but if it's clashing with the other PDPs, and since we had some mandation from staff to avoid those times or those slots, I don't know what you guys think, if we should still have it on Saturday, or if we should we could have it at the end of our or at the beginning or end of our constituency day, maybe, so that we can have like 30 to 45 minutes. I'm just thinking out loud, just giving suggestions.
Yeah, so that's definitely something to consider in it. But then we would have 45 minutes for internal NCC discussion. So the crop allocation one, the policy briefing, and fellows presentation. And then we would have like 45 minutes for DEC meeting. Do you guys think it's like too short? Like, is it too little time, or should we maybe... like 30 minutes for DEC and then an hour for NCC. Like this time division is also something we could maybe elaborate on. But I am not against this idea, since we are holding an open meeting either way, so it doesn't make much of a difference. It only opened us, like, open to DEC possible slot for joint PDP and participating in something else. So, yeah, Lori is writing on the chat. We don't have... so we had some sort of a discussion on a provisional agenda for DC meeting, and our idea was to discuss something on the grounds of transition. So start working on a transition document and something else. Ines just brought an excellent suggestion that I was forgetting about. That was our operating procedures. Just a quick reminder that we had all of these discussions around assembling or not assembling a policy committee for NCC. So this would be like an appropriate way and like open and transparent one to start the discussion on the implementation of the operating procedures. Remembering, like reminding all that we started it already with the vice chair, but then we are missing the policy committee part. So this would be a good way to hold the discussion. Anyone else? I mean, if, so this is Bruna again, if we consider that 45 minutes it's a very short amount of time, we can probably start an EC meeting, I don't know, maybe during a breakfast in some of the days, try to have us all together and at least kickstart a transition document. And then we do this, we take this 45 minutes to present the transition document, and then do this open discussion about the operating procedures. I don't know what you guys think.
Hi, Bruna. This is Ines. So I'm looking at the agenda. So we should be having our NCC Constituency Day on Tuesday, 23rd, from 1:30 to 3, which is 1 hour, 30 minutes. And lunch is from 12 to 1:30. I was thinking if it was possible maybe to shorten the lunch time on that day and to start to have the EC meeting like maybe 12:45 to 1:30, which would be 45 minutes, and then we start on the Constituency Day. But I don't know if staff can be with us. This is my question. Mariam, do you have an answer? If we can have staff at lunchtime?
Yes, Mariam, do you have any thoughts on this? I know.
Yeah, Mariam speaking here. So we cannot, right now, the only time a meeting can be during lunch is if it's a catered lunch meeting. As it stands right now, this meeting has already been confirmed. So yes, you can use the first block of what? Yes, Ines, a working lunch would be great. NTEC will have to pay for that. If NTEC would do that, then I think that would I can make that request.
Okay. We can give it a little more thought. Because just a quick reminder that we are also contributing to the lunch during the NTC and at large outreach. So this would leave us with two meetings for contributing to the catering. So Mariam, can you maybe, maybe run estimates like how much we should contribute to this one and just for us to assess whether or not we're able to do it, just bearing in mind that we don't have the DIR sponsorship anymore.
Okay, thanks, Bruna. So that will be for how many people? Because if it's an open meeting, then it will be for the number of people in the room. So if you give me the approximate numbers, then I can check.
I guess we could think about maybe 20 people, guys. The five of us, and I don't know, maybe two more members. I don't think this will have like as much members as we consider it to be. And also, Ines is saying that our NCC EC meeting is a closed meeting on the agenda. So, Mariam, is it a closed meeting?
Hi, Bruna. Yes, Mariam here. Yes, it's a closed meeting, meaning the meeting room URL is not going to be on the schedule so that, you know, other SGs or Cs do not listen in. But in terms of the room, anyone can come in except we have a closed meeting sign on it. But, that's just the difference. And then, of course, the AV packages as well we have. For a closed meeting is different from an open meeting, for instance. So if it's a closed meeting, then you're a bit restricted to the amount of people that can come in because it's not really on the schedule per se. The link is not on the schedule, but if it's an open meeting, then it's easy to access.
Bruna, just to add that if it's a
closed meeting, we can also make sure that nobody comes into the room who it shouldn't be there. So you can restrict the number of people who are probably having lunch at that time.
Perfect. Because as Louise suggested on the chat, we could probably aim for 10 people. But if it's a closed meeting, I don't think it's more than us. I don't know. But Mariam, I will send you an email right after this call, and then with probably estimates. Yeah, we can work on packed lunch probably. Whatever is like cheaper for this situation. And okay. So we're changing. So just so I don't get much lost in this discussion, we're probably changing this for the lunch before the Constituency Day, then, right? Okay, perfect. So, yeah, guys, so I'll wait for Mariam's tentative on this lunch call, and then I will follow up with you guys on this. And yeah, Michael's on the call. Michael. But yeah, I will follow up with Marianne on this. Just so we decide on whether we are changing the day of the call, of this meeting, or moving it to before, right before the constituency day. Okay. Any further considerations on any of our meetings during 1963? Like, other than changing the date of NCCC meeting?
Hi, Bruna, this is Ines. So about the NCSG at-large outreach, so my understanding is that we don't have Tatiana this time.
Ines, so this is yet to be confirmed, but we will probably not have her for the first half of the meeting, because she will probably be at the NCSGPC meeting.
Okay, so let's work all together with the at-large people, and I think I'm sure we can do something. And also, since it's an CSG outreach, so also we have to include John and what's his name, and the other MPOC like colleagues. So I think we could do that. Definitely. We still have time.
Yes, definitely. We still have time. And it's a good idea to have NPOC with us on this one. Then maybe we can build our way around having a little conversation about what NCSG is about, and then divide it into the two constituencies, then have a little presentation from NPOC and then a little presentation from NCC. And this is probably a good way of helping with it. But then this history part will be a little bit deficient on this. I mean, I wouldn't feel as comfortable as Milton on doing the NCC history part. And then maybe Rafiq or Kathy or Milton, as you are all suggesting, are good ideas for people to be invited. So I'll take this into consideration, maybe start running invitations. Yeah, let me just take this note. And if anyone else wants to jump in the mic, if anyone else has anything left to say, it's fine. Then if not, I'm moving, like, we're going to the last 20 minutes of our call, and then I'd like to discuss the three other items with you, like, real quick, and then I will follow up on the ICON 63 meeting on the email with you guys. Okay, so moving on to the other agenda items, we will have on the still this month, we will have an Ask NCC discussion, and I didn't remember when we decided on the date of Ask NCC, but I saw that Shahul sent invitations to Tatiana, an invitation to Tatiana, and probably Aiden, although I was not copied on Aiden one. So to hold it on the 28th. So if anyone else, like, does anybody else remember, like, remembers this, or was it decided during our members call and this Slack members call? Because I'm not aware of it. This edition will be about the EPDP, and the invitations were supposedly sent for Tatiana and Aiden. And Tatiana has already answered us that she would not feel quite comfortable about this, because she's not fully on. She's just a sort of runner up. I'm running out of vocabulary right now. I'm just checking the invitation he sent to Tatiana. And yeah, she mentioned that given the fact that she's an alternate and she's not at the capacity to have the session on her own. So we should probably follow up on inviting someone else, such as Aiden or Stephanie or, yeah, it's on September 28th. Yes. Yes. Shahul, I don't know if he decided on this date by himself, but I saw that copies on these emails are for Lenny, Elsa, Renata, and Tatiana. So we need to, I will follow up with Shahul this afternoon and check why was the date set. Invite Amir, Seth, or Mason. And order. Okay. And about the possibility of doing a Spanish version of Asking CC, we did discuss this, Lou, and maybe we can chat with Martin, or if it's in October and given that Antonella is running uncontested. Maybe Antonella can leader this initiative, given that she will be the next NCC LAC. And it's a good thing that we are finally having an NCC LAC that is Spanish-speaking, because I don't do well about not speaking much Spanish. Yeah, she's from Argentina, so she would help us lead this initiative, but... if you guys agree on doing this, how do you feel about this? Because we could do a Spanish version during Icon 63, maybe to help, talk with the Spanish attendees and some other people from the community who we often disregard, given that we always tweet and say things in English. So... I don't know what you guys think. Maybe doing an NCC in Spanish during Icon 63. Okay. So, ask Isabella. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so about, with regards to asking CC, I need to follow up with Shahul about the date. And, that's that. Any other, considerations with regards to asking CC? Do you guys think that we should be doing one about Icon 63? Like just a meeting and not necessarily focus on Spanish or like if we can like maybe tweet a lot of content and a lot of different languages would be a great thing to do as well. But initially thinking that Spanish would be a great one. Just would like to hear that from you. If anyone else would like to jump on the mic, I would be, very happy if you guys could talk to me other than typing. I know we'd probably be doing, something else, but I'm talking to myself, guys. Yeah, just to clear this, I was not saying that we should not allow Shahul to do the PDP one. No, we do. I do like this initiative, but I think the four of us on this call are pretty much happy with it and the fact that this is happening. But It's just, I was just like taken by surprise with the fact that he set a date and sent invitations without like letting us know. It was just that. But I'm not against the initiative, and I don't mean to cancel this or anything else. I just thought that we could have all discussed this together and then set names to invite and invitations to invite. Just this. Just that. I would like for the leadership team to learn, like, to know about this initiative at least. But it's perfect. It's not a problem. I will, as I said, I will clarify it all with him this afternoon, and then I will tell you guys how this goes. So moving on to something, Michael mentioned that thematic focus ones are better than event focus ones. I do agree with that, but maybe, I was considering that to have one about item 63, or at least we could do this during the opening ceremony, just to focus on any specific meeting of this bigger meeting, and try to kind of like throw the ball on like our followers and people who watch NTUC on Twitter in Spanish, especially because all of these years' meetings were held in Spanish-speaking countries, so it would be like would be interesting to do it, and a little note to people from these communities that we are also aware of their like existence and their contribution to NCC, other than being a great outreach opportunity. So maybe we can do this on the opening ceremony or about something, or just another specific happening during this meeting. So, but this it's open to further discussion and consideration from you guys. Okay, then moving on to the elections, I have one question for you guys. Is that first of all, I need you all to accept your nominations. Those of you who have not yet accepted, please accept it. Other than that, as per the elections calendar, we should submit the candidate statement on the 18th, I believe. If I'm not really lost on this. 19th, thanks, Lou. It's on the 19th. So the deadline for accepting nominations is until tomorrow, and then today is the last day for nominating someone. Tomorrow is the last day for submitting, for accepting the nominations, and then Wednesday the 19th is the last day for submitting candidate statements. So please don't forget about it. And right after that, we are supposed to have a candidate's call on the 20th or the 21st, and my question to you is whether or not we should hold this call, and also with regards to everybody's availability to this one. So as soon as the nomination and acceptance is finalized, I will email all the candidates about their availability for the candidate call, and I would like to confirm with you guys if we should do this or not. I don't think there's like much for consideration. We should do this, right? Okay. And as for the time, I was considering maybe holding it at 1300 or 1400 UTC, either on the 20th or the 21st. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll take your comments into consideration in it. You hold it on the 21st. Any other of us, yes, the candidates call Lou. Any other one of us would have preference for a date? Either the 21st or the 20th? Okay. What's the time of the CCWP HR call, Michael? Because we could either have it before or after that. I know it is the best would be to do a doodle, but I don't think we'll have time for people to answer that. Because and also like bearing taking into account that some of us are in way different time zones than the rest of us. Like probably Shahul and David would have a hard time on running this call, and then we should do the way we did before, which is like send the questions to the list. Okay. So from what I'm seeing is the 20th doesn't clash with any other meeting. Marion, do you know if we have any EPDP calls this day? Just so we don't clash with anything?
Yeah, let me just check. Hold on one second.
Yeah, thank you. And then on the 21st, we are probably crashing with CCWPHR. And okay.
Hi, Bruna. So on the 20th, right. Okay. So on the 20th, it would be at 11 UTC or 16 UTC. Those are the only times available on the 20th.
Okay. Or 11 UTC.
Yeah. So 11 UTC.
11 UTC.
So we have 11 UTC and probably 16 UTC, but there's a CCWG auction process that ends at 16:30 UTC.
Okay, but I don't think, I mean, we should always avoid clashing, but I don't think the auction proceeds at the same time would be much of a problem.
On the 21st,
yeah.
You can have it anytime, 1200 UTC, that's free. And then after 1700 UTC.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Mariam. I will, as soon as we have the nomination period finalized, I will email everybody who is a candidate, just so we can close on the date. But this information is important. Thank you very much. What we could do maybe would be, like, I remember that maybe last year or the year before we had two calls for the ones in more to the side of the Asia-Pacific. And then another one for us back here. So maybe to have two calls would be an idea, just so we can have everybody participating on this. And in our last, oh, thanks Elsa for joining. So okay, moving on to our last agenda item, if I think we can move on. Yeah. Just the crop allocation. So we were updated on this. We decided on not holding a call for Barcelona meeting because we were past the deadline. And then from now on, we will probably have to hold one for the Japan meeting, or even two, just so we're able to use it with other ICANN sponsored meetings. Just a quick reminder that we have three crop slots for NTC this year. But then I think it's a good way around, and going back to our agenda, it's a good way around to have a discussion on crop allocation during our meeting in Barcelona. So it was just an update on this, just so we were all paying attention to the possibility of allocating this for the Japan meeting. And if I'm not mistaken, by the new rules, we have to allocate the first slot to an ICANN meeting, and just so after that we are able to allocate the other ones for other ICANN sponsored meetings. Elsa, we pretty much lost the deadline for using the cup for Barcelona, and then we can open one from I'm probably right, Marion. We can only use the slot. The first slot should be used for a meeting, right?
Yes, Bruna, that's correct.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, so yeah, so this clears up this amendment. We cannot use it for any sponsored event before COVID. And our first slot should be used for COVID, and then after that, we'll be able to use the other two for sponsored event. That was the whole fuss about using this one for Barcelona. And now we understand why Renata was spreading to use it. But then, I mean, it's water under the bridge, and we all know about it now. So first one to be used for COVID, and then use it to other meetings. And I saw Ines had a hand up at some point. Ines, is it about any other of the subjects we discussed, and I didn't see your hand? Then go ahead.
Thank you, Bruna. I was going to ask Mariam, usually when we have sponsored, funded travelers, like sponsored by NCUC, if they need a visa or something, do you send them a visa letter so that they give it to the, they present it to the embassy for visa purposes? So that in the visa letter, like the one that we received from ICANN, that shows that they are sponsored and that they have everything covered. This is my question for Mariam. Thank you.
Hi, Ines. If I understand your question correctly, this is not something ICANN will do for NTEC. It would have to be something NTEC does. So, no, not from ICANN, but, NTEC can develop one. Things it does it every year of some sort. I hope that answers your question.
Okay. Yeah, so this is, so for example, it's done by the chair, or who does it? I mean, who sends this letter? Is it chair? Is it the staff? I'm not sure.
No, so since it's not an ICANN funded travel, it would have nothing to do with ICANN. So the chair can send it, or the EC can send it. I've never seen it done before, but it's something that this current EC can put into place. And it probably will be useful for people who are funded by NTEC.
Thank you. So, colleagues, can we agree like to have an action item, maybe to work on a letter that can be sent by NCC current chair or next chairs for visa purposes for NCC funded travelers? What do you think?
Ines, this is Bruna. I am not against the idea. I would just like to follow up with maybe for Danny or Rafiq on this, just to check if this was done before, and it would be of any worth if we did it. So, but I'm not against the idea. I know we already have this request, and yeah, given the fact that we are funding this traveler, so yeah, we should do it. I'll just follow up with Farzani on this, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Bruna.
Okay, so if there isn't any other business that we, other than this one that we would like to discuss, I guess we can end this call, and thanks all for attending and helping me with this. As you might have seen, there's like a lot of things to do and a lot of things to discuss. I have some follow-up emails to send to you guys, so please bear with me with the many emails that I'm going to send you this week. And please help me with this. I need you. I would very much like you guys, for you guys to work on the EC agenda for the Barcelona meeting or come up with ideas for our other meetings. And, yeah, thanks all for attending, and thanks, Marian, for helping us and also helping us with the very many doubts we have around it. So thanks, and we can stop the recording.
Thank you very much for attending the call. Thank you.